You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, we make a quality decision each and every day to rejoice and be glad. So we have to ask you on this morning, did you do your homework?
Yeah.
Pastor challenged us yesterday to read John chapter 17 and John chapter 18. So we're going to pick it back up where we left off yesterday.
How to overcome in difficult times. I'm so excited on this microphone.
Yes.
Because we're looking for the recipe, okay, to overcome in the most difficult time. Mm-hmm. And we have the book, the recipe book here. How did Jesus overcome in the most difficult time of difficult time? Because sometimes, Pastor Diane, we think Jesus was Superman.
Yeah.
Not about this. Jesus could do that. Mm-hmm. He did it because he was Jesus. Mm-hmm. But then Jesus was Superman. Jesus was no Superman. Mm-hmm. You read John chapter 17 and here Jesus was crying out not to do it like we would. And he's checking himself. Oh, man, John chapter 17, Jesus is checking himself. Mm-hmm. Who is checking himself when he goes down there? He says, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given them. And he goes on. He says, I have glorified you. He's checking himself. Mm-hmm. Look at verse 4, Pastor Di. He says, I have what?
Glorified you on the earth.
Yes.
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
He was checking himself. Mm-hmm. He's all checking himself.
Yeah.
Because his time has come to an end. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And you're Jesus, man. I see the humanity of Jesus Christ coming out here. Ooh, I see the humanity of Jesus Christ coming out here. He's talking to the Father. He's checking his heart, checking what he has done with his life on earth. They're going to come that time when we're going to get, when the hour has come. The hour has come. Watch this here. What he says here. And he says, I know, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. He says, I want to make sure, you're the humanity diet.
Yeah.
He says, I want to make sure I don't last that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mess it up while I here.
Mm-hmm.
I want that assurance that the same glory, hallelujah, that I have before I enter this world, I still have it. I need that assurance. Sometimes we need an assurance that we have not lost our relationship with God. You remember when we first got saved, how excited we were. Ooh, we got saved. We want to tell the world how great Jesus is, how powerful Jesus is. But somewhere along life journey, as we journey in this Christian pathway, as we get beat up by the enemy, we sometimes don't feel that we have that power.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like preaching.
Yeah.
We sometimes feel that we're losing the hedge with the Father. We sometimes feel that we might have done things along the way that we lose hedge.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus want to make sure he didn't lose any.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to save because that is pure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Return to me. Return to me the joy of my salvation.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Because you see, he says, I pray. Watch what verse 8 says. Read verse 8.
For I have given to them the words which you have given me.
That's my That's why you know, Pastor, that all these years you know me, I live at verse 8 in my ministry.
Yes, the word of God.
The word of God only.
For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me.
Yes.
I pray for them.
Yes.
I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours.
Yes.
And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Verse 11, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except for the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
You can stop there.
Yeah.
Because you says, I think you were saying, I'm not sure if it was on that day. You're talking about we got to live our Christian life with what?
Joy. Yeah, serving God with joy.
We got to serve God with joy.
Joy.
I think there was one person on Facebook. She was listening to our program. She was listening to Make Your Day Count. And she says the joy, man. Mm-hmm. She was excited about the joy. Mm-hmm. She says she was doing some stuff in their kitchen. And she was listening to the program. Mm-hmm. And the joy hit her in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's the joy. Because if you go back to the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 23, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So what was the access of entry into the joy? It was using the gifting and the talents, multiplying them back onto the kingdom of God, establishing his covenant. So when we are working in our course, manifesting the vision of which we were sent in the earth to manifest, when we're working our gifts that are heaped upon gifts, that is what brings us, that's the entry point into the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
So we got to get that. Purpose is joy. Working in your purpose is joy. The commandments of God are not meant to be burdensome.
Yes.
They are meant to keep us in line so that we can enter into the joy of the Lord, to keep us in the way, to keep us from, it's just like if you're driving your car down 95, you're going to keep your car on the way. You're going to keep it on I-95. You're not going to take your car and start driving it in the bush, in the ditch, in the trees, because it's surely going to bang up your car. So the precepts of God, the word of God, is not to be burdensome. It's not to keep us out of having, you know, it's not going to be fun to drive your car through the trees. It's not going to be fun to drive your car through the bush, because in the end, it's going to destroy your car and you're not going to get to your destination in the time frame or the shape of what you should have. It's not burdensome. It's to keep us in the way. Any barrier, any protection, the signs on the street, the way it's painted and such, is to keep us in the way. So God's commandments, his precepts, are to keep us in the way so that we can arrive, we could flow onto that point where we're supposed to be, our destination. We're to continue on the road, reaching toward the prize, and to continue to move forward. So we got to get that. The work of God is joy. It brings us into joy. When we're out on the outskirts of it, that's when we feel all stressed out, because we're on the outskirts of it. We just run in Proverbs, it says, do not overwork to be rich. By your own understanding, cease. Because too many times we find ourselves in this hamster wheel cycle of overworking to be rich, just trying to maintain the visible. But God has called us to access and implement the invisible. And we'll begin to work in our purpose. That's where we found joy. I remember when your daughter was here, when Alethea was here, and she was talking about how when she made that decision, when she crossed over from a 9-to-5 job into working in her gifts and her talents. And she said, you know, now I work more than I ever did for them. And in the beginning, it was not even nowhere near as much money, but there was more satisfaction in it because she's now working in her area of her gifting. She's working in the area of which she was sent in the earth to manifest. So we got to get that. And especially in this time where people have lost, you know, jobs and such, maybe that's the best thing that ever happened to you. We need to start rethinking it.
Yes.
You know, that cord was cut, that complacency cord was cut, that convenient place cord was cut. So now what you going to do?
What are you going to do now?
What are you going to do with the gift heaped upon gift?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the power that's in you to be able to generate wealth? According to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, there's a power that God has given you in you to generate wealth.
Yes. Look at this here, Diane, as we wrapping it up because time is so running. Mm-hmm. But I want our listeners to see this flow from 17 flowing into 18, where Jesus says, because he started out talking to the Father, he says, my hour has what? Come. Now read verse 18 down now. Chapter 18 to about 4.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron.
Yeah.
Where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place. For Jesus often met there with his disciples.
Yeah.
Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons.
Come on, get ready.
Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, Whom are you seeking?
But before Jesus has that courage, chapter 17 was where Jesus was able to find what? Mm-hmm. The courage, beloved, living in challenging time. Strength is in the Lord God. Without the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. Without the word of God, we're not going to be able to stand firm in the days of challenges. See, Jesus wasn't backing down here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pastor Dias, because I see you getting into this thing here.
Yeah, I was continuing to read on.
Yeah.
So verse 4 said, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? Verse 5, they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I am he.
Not and backing down.
Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now, when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. That was the part I was looking at. So look what they had. In verse 3, it said they had Judas. Judas had received a detachment of troops.
Yeah.
He had officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. They had lanterns, torches, and weapons. But when Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
Yeah.
When he stood his position. It doesn't matter what the enemy is coming at you with. It doesn't matter the detachment of troops that are coming after you. It doesn't matter what lanterns, torches, and weapons they have. Jesus said, I am he.
Look, that is so powerful. Look at seven again. Jesus played with them.
Then he asked them again, whom are you seeking? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he.
Come on.
Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way.
Yeah.
That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spoke, O those whom you gave me, I have lost none.
No.
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. What? We got to go. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Begford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts